How you want to do it?
We can do it however. I'm already recording, so this is going in the podcast.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, man, Saturday was rough. It was very rough to watch.
Not a great alert to get on my phone when I was driving. No, I didn't enjoy that.
You didn't watch the game?
I watched as much as I could. It was Elisa's grandma's birthday, her 90th birthday, so I was a little preoccupied with her family. I watched as much as I could, but I was not impressed with what I watched. But I know we'll get into that in a second. Skylar, did you watch the game, or did you just text us what's update just to be a smartass?
No, I was out golfing, so I was kind of checking on ESPN every now and then. So I was kind of asking just to see how things actually looked. I had no idea.
Oh, I gave you no feedback whatsoever. I just said the game was tied at half.
I ignored the hell out of it because I was not happy.
Where did you golf at, Skylar?
I was just at Hyde Park.
Yeah. Nice.
I had some holes started coming in at some point, and I need to look at getting a putter. I sold my putter, so I've been using this random old putter that I found, and it's not good. So I need to get a good putter now.
Hey, I feel that. Well, let's go ahead and get this episode started. Welcome to Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts. This is episode 109. The whole gang is here. Skylar is remote, but Mike is here in person. And, of course, I'm Keith. Oh, boy. We're going to talk about the unfortunate events that happened on Saturday for Mike and I. We're going to preview the Gators versus Miami Hurricanes game coming up this weekend. And, of course, we're going to talk Jaguars as roster cuts, or the final roster just came out. And we'll finally do our schedule preview. So it's going to be a good one.
It's a busy episode.
Yeah, I think we just start off with just the negativity first. Mike, go ahead.
Florida State, I had one of my friends text me, he didn't even know Florida State was playing on Saturday. And he was like, what the fuck happened?
Oh, God.
And I just said, honestly, they were out-coached, out-physicaled, outplayed. Simply put, there was no excuse for Florida State to win that game at all. Watching the game, and apparently, I got to pull up the stat, but Georgia Tech would have won 97% of the time. The success rate was 97%. They were getting everything they wanted.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
bad refereeing either. It was just...
It was Florida State was just getting outplayed, simply put. There was no debate about it. Florida State, if they won that game, I would be like, thank God we avoided a disaster. Mm-hmm. But we didn't, and we lost. So, they really did not deserve that win, honestly.
The first win for Georgia Tech over a top 10 opponent since a 22-16 win over
Florida State
the Noles
in 2015.
So, yeah, that one just rubs dirt and salt into the wound right there. But...
Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
I remember where I was when we lost that game-winning blocked field goal return for a touchdown.
Oh, I remember where I was, too.
I was at Universal Studios.
I was at Academy Sports in the break room.
Yeah.
And I got pissed, and I just stormed out of the break room, and people were laughing at me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, it was not a proud moment by me, but first drive, everything looked very smooth. I mean, you're going to manufacture your first drive. They go for two, which honestly surprised me. And you go up 8-0. And then after that, the offense couldn't get anything rolling. Tried to run the ball. They really tried to establish the run because I think that just proves how much Norvell really believes that this is going to be a running first team and not a throwing team with Uiagalelei under center or in the shotgun for that matter.
To be fair, we never knew or we never expected the team to be a pass-first offense.
No, we didn't. And that's what I'm saying.
It's a run-first team, but, man, the stubbornness of Norvell to continuously run the ball was very frustrating. It's like they didn't trust DJ at all, and that's kind of concerning to me.
Skylar, was it you or somebody sent me that stat that ESPN posted about his, completion percentage? He was, 9-for-10. And his average yardage on per throw was -0.1 yards or something like that. He didn't throw it out of the backfield.
I don't think I sent that to you. But
okay. Somebody sent that to me.
I'll tell you the exact stat right now. Just give me 30 seconds while I find it.
He finishes 19 for 27 with 193 yards. His best drive besides that first drive probably was the one where they had to go for it on fourth down multiple times, and he threw some nice passes to open receivers, but there was a lot of missed opportunities, in my opinion, where he missed just looking the wrong way on the read, and there was a guy wide open, and he missed him completely. Did you find it?
No, but it was like 12 of 13 for negative 0.1 yards per attempt is what it was. It was a weird stat, but it was so indicative of DJU because he could not throw. He was struggling throwing the ball. He looked nervous. I don't know what it was. He just looked scared to throw the ball, and it's really frustrating that he's our quarterback. But honestly, it's just a one-year thing. It's not – it's just – I just hope
he's – Everett Golson, Mackenzie Milton, that kind of vibe. Just a one-year, right, and the next guy up is going to be way better.
He's better than Milton, I'll tell you that. But, I mean, he could be like Golson.
What was that, Skyler?
Well, do you think DJU finishes the season out as a star?
No.
That's a really good question. No? You say no?
No.
I say I hope not.
I think he will be eventually benched. Or not benched, but like, okay, they're, let's say, making a bowl. They're at 6 wins or whatever. They will be like, okay, let's turn it over to one of the young guys, whether that be Brock Glenn or
Luke
Cromanhoek. So we'll see. Luke. I personally don't know, but yeah, I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see.
You know what would be really cool? If they had in-season transfer portal so you could have, like, trades and stuff.
That would literally ruin the sport.
That is called the NFL. That is called the NFL.
I don't need that.
With DJU the
whole time.
It's okay. I'm okay with one of the younger guys coming in and getting. If we're gonna throw away the season, I'd rather have Luke Cromanhoek come in and toss the rock instead of DJU just burying us.
I know, Skyler. I don't know if you listened to the episode last week, but we made predictions on the Noles and how many wins they'd have. I think I gave them 10 wins.
You did 10-2. I was 11-1.
Yeah, they're not winning 10 games.
No, we were very confident, which I think. Consensus-wise, most people that were Florida State fans were very optimistic.
I think the range is now going to be 8 to 9 to 10 wins is a max. I still believe they go bowling. I'm not worried about the bowl aspect of it because they've got garbage teams like Boston College this upcoming week. They've got Miami.
Charleston Southern.
They've got, no offense, Duke. UF, because UF is not going to be anything by the end of the year, in my opinion. They've got Duke. Like.
I'm glad you say Boston College is trash. I don't know. I agree that they are. I'm scared that they are a very similar team as to what Georgia Tech is. And the defense, especially the linebackers, looked completely lost. Georgia Tech came out and attacked the man coverage that we threw at them, spread everything out, and made the linebackers try as hard as they could not to get bowled over. I don't know how many missed tackles there were in that game, but quite a few. Castellanos, even though I thought it was Castellanos, but apparently he pronounces it Castellanos. Never seen that with a double L before, but, you know, whatever.
He'd be going to deep center during a tragedy.
Yeah. nice reference there. Castellanos, I was going to say, yeah, he had 400 scrimmage yards against us last time, and you mentioned pre-show, yes, Florida State's defense, or I think the whole team, had the flu last year when we played them.
There was a flu going around last year.
And it was at Boston College, which is always a tough environment for us.
Colder weather game. I personally disagree with you. I think Noles are going to wreck Boston College this year.
Good. What did you say? We were 17-point favorites still?
Yeah, 17-point favorites. Line came out yesterday. But here's a stat about the game. I think this is probably the last thing we're going to talk about on...
I have one more positive thing, and then I want to end it on a positive note.
Okay, I'll end the negative part of it from the disaster in Dublin. FSU had more missed tackles in the opener on Saturday afternoon than the last three season openers combined.
Wow.
The tackling was horrible by Florida State. The linebackers, as you mentioned, were pathetic. So I don't know what's going to happen. That really is – I don't know if there's bigger issues. I mean, we already know – Florida State fans know there's issues with recruiting at the linebacker position. They've been ass at recruiting since really Jimbo. So – it's a problem, and I don't know what it's going to – it's going to take some more – probably another few recruiting cycles to fix, but hopefully they can get some recruits.
In the transfer portal or something.
They need to get back to recruiting, like, from high school and develop those players, not rely on the transfer portal every year. But
true.
That's my last thought on the Noles. They will win Monday night. I'm sorry. They'll win Labor Day night and go back. They'll go to SMU 1-1.
Do you think
that? I'm sorry, Memphis 1-1, not.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go ahead, Skyler.
I was just wondering, do you think they still make a playoff? I'm assuming with your previous records, you had them in the playoffs, but now at 8 wins or so, do you think they still make a playoff?
No. 9 wins. Eight wins, definitely no. 9 wins, highly unlikely. 10, I think they're still in as a 10-win team. But at 8-9, no. I think playoffs, you can kiss that goodbye.
So they're out of. You think they'll be out of the conference championship by then?
No, because ACC beats itself up. So we'll see.
Yeah,
they might be the second team. They might play Clemson. They might play an SMU. They won't play Miami because Miami will never make it.
Isn't the ACC different? Like, isn't it just the top two ACC correct. Team? Okay, not divisions.
They got rid of divisions.
They got rid of them. Yeah. Well, let me end it on a positive note here for you, Mike. Ryan Fitzgerald.
Okay, yeah, he's a stud.
2 for 2, 52 yards, 59 yards.
I love the McGregor walk after the 59-yarder. I'm like, you know what? You earned that walk. You talk your shit. You've made a 59-yard field goal in the rain, on a slippery turf, whatever. Like, I give him credit. I did not think – I was like, this is a risk, but
– For a guy that's made one 50-yard field goal – 50-plus yard field goal in his career? Yeah, no, that was insane.
Absolutely drilled in. He could have made it from 63. He's been working on his kicking since freshman year.
According to the radio, they said 59 it would have been good. Or I'm sorry, 62 it would have been good. So,
I mean, he had a leg. It looked good. Yeah, I was impressed with Fitzgerald's kicking ability.
His longest field goal before that was 53 yards, and that was back in 2021. He's only attempted 5 before that, so he was 1 for 5, and now on this season he's 2 for 2. The longest in conference or in ACC play for Florida State, and second longest kick in history behind, do you remember who they said? Who had the longest kick in Florida State history? Field
was
goal
it
kick?
Hopkins or Guayo?
Gary Sismacia.
Oh. He sucked.
No, he didn't. He had a nice little tummy, and he could kick it really far. Anyway, so that was just a positive note to end it on. So, Skyler.
Yeah, let's talk about how Miami sucks, and they're playing against Florida.
The 19th-ranked Miami Hurricanes against the unranked Florida Gators, 3:30 p.m. on ABC this weekend. I say ranked. I hate preseason rankings. I've never liked them. Never made any sense to me because you don't know how good a team is until they play their first game. But regardless of that, Florida has lost 5 games in a row, I think, dating from last season. And Miami's only won 1 out of their last 5. Coming into this game, everyone's high on Miami. But a lot of people are really high on Florida, too. Actually, according to ESPN Analytics, Florida is favored in this game, 57.3%.
Wait, okay, hang on. No, hang on. You're talking about what the picks are or betting lines?
No, matchup predictor.
Okay, just, betting lines, Miami's the favorite.
Betting line, yes, is -2.5, I think.
Yeah, it's really a toss up, but.
How do you feel, Mike? Do you feel like, or Skyler, how do you feel? Do you think Miami's going to get wrecked? Do you think Florida's going to play bad, but just not as bad as Florida? Or do you think Florida plays good and just beats the tar out of them?
I think it's going to be a good game. We'll just have to see how the defense plays because, I mean, last year the defense could not tackle or do anything. I'm looking to see if we still make small errors. Like, we always have a false start on 3rd and 1 to make it 3rd and 6. Or, you know, last year we lost to Arkansas. I think it was Arkansas because we had 2 number 12s or number 3s or something on the field during a punt.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's like we're losing games not because these are young players, but because coaching errors.
Silly mistakes, yeah.
So it's just I'm hoping these silly mistakes aren't there. And, I mean, I get, like, so I think the game will be close. And if the defense can tackle, then that will be good, too. You know, like you said, Miami's only won 1 of the last 5. Even though they're ranked 19, it is preseason rankings. We obviously saw a number 10 team didn't do too well this week. So we don't want to just go by ranking.
Mm-hmm.
but 3:30, it's going to be hot. So whoever the most conditioned team is probably going to be the team that wins, because it'll probably be close. And then in the fourth quarter, if any players start to cramp or something, I think that's the team that you probably see lose the game just because they're not as conditioned right now. I know Florida's got some exciting players. Graham Mertz is not an exciting player, but he's also a veteran of the game, and he's a good quarterback. He's someone you can kind of rely on and trust. Offense last year wasn't that bad. Like I said, it was stupid penalties that kept us back, and then horrible tackling. So,
well, I agree with that. But you mentioned the defense already. Do you know how many interceptions the Gators' defense had last year?
No, how many?
Three, as a team. That's astonishing to me, honestly.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So I'm sure you're hoping that, you know, there's going to be improvement there. They lose Pearsall, but I don't know how deep their receiver room is. Montrell Johnson, I think, is going to be the starting running back, right? Or is it going to be? Yeah.
Ian transferred to Georgia, and then we still have Wilson as a receiver. He's pretty good.
Eugene Wilson. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good player. So, you know, we have pieces at the part, like in different parts. But like I said, defense does need to step up. They were horrible at tackling. They obviously didn't get any interceptions. So turnovers and tackling help out. But I think they'll be amped up. It's always fun when Florida and Miami play, just to have that. It is a good rivalry atmosphere early in the season where normally you do have to wait till middle of season or at least third week. You know, Tennessee, Florida is like usually the first rivalry, but Tennessee's not been that great.
Right, and right.
Normally when Miami and Florida, no matter if one's bad or not, it's still surprising, because even when we had Jeff Driscoll, I'm not saying he was great. We were highly ranked then, though, with Muschamp as the coach, and we still lost to Miami. So it's always still a good matchup and just fun to watch.
Oh, Driscoll played against Miami?
I'm pretty sure we had a matchup back then. Like, we played down there. We were all white, even though Miami was doing the white out. And I'm pretty sure Driscoll was the quarterback at the time.
I'm looking at it just because I was at an event today, and this guy said, oh, we haven't played the Gators since Rex Grossman was the quarterback.
No, they played recently. Oh. They played in 2019.
Yeah, 2019.
They played in Orlando. It was a neutral game. Yeah.
But they also played in 2013, in 2008, in 2004, in 2003, in 2002. Okay, all right. So that guy was just being whatever.
But it's fun every now and then. But, like, I wish it happened more, for sure.
Yeah, the Gators are 3-7 against Miami in their last 10 appearances.
Yeah.
27-29 overall. So,
and I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but this is the first of the home and home agreement that they had.
I did not mention that.
So yeah, next year they're going. This year, obviously, in Gainesville. Next year, September 20th in Miami Gardens.
Gosh.
Home with the Hurricanes.
Yeah, in my opinion, as a non-Gator fan, I think this is the year that Graham Mertz needs to show out. I mean, if He's been talking a lot since he had that collarbone injury, saying, you know, I've got unfinished business, I need to come back and prove him wrong, yada, yada, yada. He needs to put his money where his mouth is, because this is, I think, a great year for Florida to be sneaky good. I think the SEC is really strong, but if he can grab some wins against, I don't know, some of the lower-ranked opponents in the SEC, like maybe if they go and beat Texas A&M at home, if they go out and beat Tennessee on the road, would be crazy. It could be a really interesting season. I really have no idea what to expect from the Gators. Again, I guess I didn't even have any idea what to expect with the Noles. So this first game of the season is going to be really interesting for both teams. So I think it's going to be close too, though. I agree with you.
Yeah, I do think to add to your point, though, it does set a huge tone to the season. I think, after that, this week we play Stanford, and then it's Texas A&M and Kentucky or something like of that order. But yeah, it really sets a tone. If we can beat Miami and, you know, use the swamp to our advantage and get out alive. You know, we kind of have like an easier game after that and then get ready for conference play.
Yeah, Samford. Yeah, that should be a cakewalk.
You'd think, but you never know.
Touche. Well, that game, like I said, Saturday, 3:30. Florida State plays Monday at, I think, 7:30 is when that kickoff is on ESPN.
Another nationally televised game, and I hope to God we don't fuck it up like we did a few years ago against Jacksonville State.
Are you guys wanting another Dublin match or international game?
Say it one more time.
Are you wanting another Dublin international game?
No.
I'll say no. I think it's cool. I can think of plenty of other teams that would be better to go out there. I think just Norvell just being cocky and saying, yeah, we'll go out there and we'll beat Georgia Tech, whatever.
I don't think that's really his decision.
He has a say in that, for sure.
I don't think he made the final call, though. There's money involved, I'm sure. So that's athletic department. And ACC probably has a factor in it, too.
Wasn't it Notre Dame that went?
Notre Dame, they beat the shit out of Navy, but
it was Navy, yeah, that's what it was.
But there was other team, like there were some other matchups that were pretty close that shouldn't have been.
Nebraska, Northwestern.
Yeah, that was last year, two years ago. Yeah,
I remember that one. That was fun to watch.
I'm a Northwestern fan.
Since when? Oh, Chicago.
Yeah, because my grandpa, he graduated from there.
That is fair. Well,
I'm an alma mater baby, kind of.
Well, let's go ahead and transition to the NFL now. So, final roster is here. Jaguars 53-man roster announced today. There were some interesting people waived yesterday and today, and some people that are on the team that, I don't know, maybe not everyone thinks should be on the team. Do either of you have that list in front of you? Because if not, I do.
I do.
I can get pulled up. I didn't even think to look at that. I was thinking about it yesterday, but I didn't think about it a single time today.
Well, go ahead. Mike, is there anyone that comes off as a surprise that we got rid of, in your opinion?
Yeah, I've got three.
Oh, go ahead.
Christian Braswell.
Cornerback, Braswell.
Cornerback, yep. I'm a little surprised that we cut Terrell Edmonds, personally, because I kind of feel like we kind of need the safety help. And also, I don't really like how we reduce our defensive ends to three people.
Yeah, Joe Graziano got kicked out. Released.
Yeah, like
DJ Coleman.
That was the wrong word.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Urban Meyer's not the coach anymore.
All right, that was a good one.
So yeah, Braswell is number one, honestly, for me. Edmonds, and also I'm a little surprised that we did cut it was just those two then. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, Edmonds and Braswell were surprising to me.
Any surprise that we got rid of Blake Hance and Tyler Shatley?
Nope and no surprise that we got rid of CJ Beathard.
The end of an era. Beat hard out.
Where do you see that?
He's released via injury settlement.
Oh, okay.
And Gibson's on reserve suspended list, and Keelan Robinson and Wingard are on reserved injured designated to return list.
Skylar, I just sent the tweet, Jaguars PR, that explains all the cuts we made, whether it was cut or put on IR, whatever it was.
I just didn't scroll down far enough.
Oh. I see it. Anybody that surprises you, Skyler?
I mean, I guess a little surprised to see Shatley gone. I mean, a little end of an era type of deal. And then I was expecting one of those receivers to kind of make it between like Tremell Cooks or Cephas.
Yeah, no, that little surprised me too. I guess they're really banking on Tim Jones as a number six.
Yeah, yeah. Third year in a row, I think we've had six receivers now.
I think. Yeah. Oh, man, we just switch out BTJ and then and Gabe Davis for Ridley and Zay Jones. But yeah, pretty much the same receivers otherwise. But Parker Washington's looked great, so they're probably wanting him to get a lot of touches.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's interesting, though. I wish they would do cutdowns like they used to do. I don't like them going 90 to 53. I'm not really a fan of that.
Really? I actually prefer that. I just didn't see the point. I mean, the thing is, with the reduction of preseason games, they kind of like, okay.
Yeah. If they didn't reduce the preseason games,
that makes sense. But now there's only three games. Like, they're going to make it one big cut. Like,
I would just say, I guess, like, my perspective on it is, like, it maybe have a cut after the second game and then a final cut after the third game. So, like, if you do release someone, you're able to pick someone up and then put them into a game-time situation with your playbook for the last preseason game. And then you can then make another decision whether that person benefits your team. Because, you know, in the past, we picked up players from other teams during preseason and been able to kind of see them a little bit before regular season. But, I mean, I see the benefit of both things, but I just think it's interesting. I think it would be beneficial to be able to see someone in your roster just for, even if it's the third final preseason game, you know, pick them up from a different team that got dropped and you're like, oh, this is actually perfect because we need that position filled and there's still a battle going on. So,
yeah, I feel that. I think the only one that really sticks out to me is it was yesterday or the day before, Breland Speaks. I thought he had a good camp. I thought he'd be a good DN depth, but apparently not.
I'm not understanding why we cut Terrell Edmunds. I'm still like confused on that because our linebackers are not that strong, and I would prefer him over someone like Caleb Johnson. I thought Terrell Edmunds actually had a pretty damn good preseason, at least for us.
Not to interrupt, but I think I'm wondering, like, if maybe there's someone else that got released from another squad that we might see get picked up here in the next couple of days, and there still be some shifts and stuff.
They better pick up a linebacker because, I'm sorry, I'm not really trusting the linebacking core of Aluakon, who I think Aluakon's great.
Yeah.
Lloyd, he needs improvement, but you're talking a third linebacker between Chad Muma, Ventrell Miller, Yasir Abdullah, and Caleb Johnson. I personally would have easily got rid of Caleb Johnson if it was me, but I'm not, obviously I practice every day, so I don't know, but yeah. I don't know, I thought it was just very interesting. And three tight ends, interesting strategy there.
Yeah, but I don't know. The veteran guys we brought in, and Amos and Flowers both got cut too. I guess, you know, they were just kind of camp bodies to be that veteran leadership and let them go. But
and they're really running it with three defensive ends. Josh Hines Allen, Trayvon Walker, and Miles Cole.
Joshua.
And they put Eric Armstead as defensive end. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. Jaguars PR tweeted that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Thought that was kind of Brenton Strange.
Oh, they did cut Brenton Strange. Oh, no, they didn't.
No, he's there. I just wanted to use his name. Well, you know, that's that. We, at least we have the specialists, Logan Cook, Cam Little, and Ross Matisic, that we knew were going to be there. And the quarterback room hasn't changed. So, to me, that's a win. You know, specialists are important. Quarterbacks are important. Running backs, you still got ETN, Dearness Johnson, who I still don't love. And Tank, who had a good preseason as well. So, yeah. That's who we have player-wise. Sorry, I was just listening. My professor's in my ear talking about something that I have no idea what she's talking about.
Is the Zoom recorded?
No, I don't think so. She doesn't have that skill. But I love my professor. Don't get me wrong. She's just technology.
Technologically deficient.
There we go. That's the better way to say it. Well, anyway, let's go over the schedule. We have not done this. This is something we usually do when the schedule is released, but we did not do that this year. So, a great tradition for us. I'm going to ask Mike if you could write it down, since I'm kind of listening. I will write it out for you to make it easier. But Skyler, are you excited for this? This is like your segment right here.
No, I'm ready. Should I do a uniform prediction as well?
You can if you want. Just do WL, 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 whatever.
Well,
write out all 17 or whatever. Okay, let me pause the video for the schedule release, which is really cool, but I don't need that. Boom, 3-0 in the preseason. Are you excited about that, Mike?
I don't give a flying fuck. Did you see what Doug Peterson said?
What did he say?
Someone asked him, "You're 6-0 in the last six preseason games. Do you care?" He's like, "No, on to the next. On now the games count."
That was a big topic of discussion.
We're 0-0. I'm like, thank God.
That was a big topic of discussion on the last episode. If you missed that, it was Mike just going off about preseason records and how they mean nothing. I just wanted to poke the bear a little bit there. So, anyway,
I texted my buddy who's a Chiefs fan. I said we're the first team to beat the Chiefs since the regular season of the when we beat them in the preseason. We're the first team to have beaten them since someone beat them in the regular season, the previous season.
Oh man, preseason, gotta love it. Let's go ahead.
You got the schedule up?
I got the schedule up.
All right, cool. So I don't need this.
So week one, that is going to be September 8th, 1 p.m. at Miami. So at Hard Rock Stadium. Skyler, go ahead, lead us off. We winning or losing?
Oh man, we're winning. The Dolphins are going to wear white on white, so we're going to wear teal on white with white socks. It's going to be a fun game, but I think Tua's going to look silly and everyone's going to be like, why did we pay him all that money? And then Trevor's going to look amazing and they're going to be like, that's why he got all that money. So, W.
Win for Skyler. Mike, are we winning at Miami?
No, Tyreek's going to torch us.
Tyreek is going to torch us. I'm going to say win as well. I just want us to win, so I'm going to wish that upon us. Week 2, September 15th, Cleveland Browns at home. Do we win that game? Mike, you first this time.
Yep. Deshaun Watson still sucks until proven otherwise.
Skyler?
Not enough cows to clean up the Browns mess. We're going to win that. We're probably going to wear white on white with white socks.
Yeah, week two, definitely got to go white on white. Despite their defense being very good, I do think we win that game as well. Week 3 at Buffalo. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. on Monday night on ESPN. Traveling to Highmark Stadium. I'm going to say we lose that game. We are going to lose in primetime. We're going to have a case of what we had against the Ravens last year in primetime where we just choke under the pressure of the lights and lose the game 2-1. Mike.
I think we win that game. Still early in the year. Buffalo lost a lot of offensive weapons they had. Could be still an adjustment time for Josh Allen. If you're telling me later in the year, I would take Buffalo. But right now, I'm taking Jacksonville over Buffalo.
Very fair. Skyler.
I think they win, but I'm going to say loss just so that they're 2-1. Just so I can be fair.
I think Mike had already wrote win for you. He's erasing it right now.
I was going to say keep whatever you put down there.
Well, win or loss, Skyler. I'm not.
This is yours, not his.
Bills are gonna wear blue and white. Jaguars are gonna wear white and black with black socks. Whatever you have written down is fine.
No, I had win. Then you changed the loss. Okay, you pick
it. It's a win.
It's a win.
It's a win.
It's a win. Week 4, we travel to Houston to take on the Texans. Skyler, do we win that one?
Yes, easy win. Texans, most overrated team in the NFL right now.
Mike, do we win that game?
We go to Houston or?
Go to Houston.
We lose that one.
I say we lose that one as well.
Yeah, we're going to wear white on teal with black socks. It's just a uniform. Are you taking notes to the uniform too as well, Mike?
I'm not doing the uniform stuff.
Oh,
I'll listen back. It's okay. Right. Week 5, Indy, 1 p.m. at home. I say we win this game. Mike, do we win this game?
Yes.
Skyler, do we win this game?
We're 5-0. We're wearing throwbacks that day. Tom Coughlin's being inducted. It's going to be a great day.
Oh, crap. I kind of want to pick the loss because we can never win on those induction days.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was at the Bocelli one. That was terrible.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to win this one because of the throwbacks.
Yeah, I still think we win, but yeah.
Okay, going across the pond, we take on the Bears in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That's a win for me because the Bears suck. Go ahead, Mike.
That is also a win for me.
Skyler?
I mean, have you been watching Hard Knocks? Caleb Williams, it looks legit, but
that's fantastic. They're still the Chicago Bears, and they stink, yeah. So they're gonna lose.
I like playing the Super Bowl 20 teams while we're in London, but since we're the road team, that game we're wearing white on black with black socks.
Do we win or lose?
I win. We'll go with win.
Oh, okay.
Skyler's currently at a 6-0 record.
Heading into week 7, we play the Patriots at 9:30 a.m. at Wembley Stadium. We are considered the home team for this one. Mike, do we win it?
Yes, Patriots stink. But I do think Drake May is a good quarterback, so I think they'll be better in a few years, but not right now.
Agreed. I think we win that game as well. Skyler?
I'm. You know, it's intriguing that you think Drake May is going to be a good quarterback. I think Joe Milton might be the quarterback at some point in the season, but
we're going to wear
all black. What was that?
Are you saying because of injury, or do you think because Drake May sucks and he's going to take over?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think not necessarily. It'll be
come on,
like
Skyler. Keep it hot. Keep it hot. Say that.
You know how coaches take players for like a game or two and put in another player plays. Kind of how like Nick Saban did with Milrow. Against USF, he had the other guys play.
That will not happen in the NFL.
The Patriots kind of did that with Zappe and
Mac
Jones.
Yeah, to be fair, they didn't know they had a quarterback. They just drafted.
They kind of stunk.
They
yeah.
stink.
But I think if Joe Milton gets a chance to play, I think he remains the starter.
Ooh,
I love that. Okay.
And
you got the red book. All right, let me just flip
hang on.
Right there,
do we have a win or a loss against New England?
We win those London games against all these teams. But we're going to be wearing all black.
So you are currently thinking we're going to be 7-0 through seven games.
I mean, technically, I think we're 6-1, but you have 7-0 now. So.
Okay, I'll change that law. So you think the third?
No, you got to keep it now. I got to ride with it.
All right, you're riding with the W in week 3.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, week 8 we have
Green Bay, 1 p.m. at Everbank Stadium. Skyler.
We go with the loss here. And we're wearing teal over white with black socks that game.
I also think we lose. I have a inkling or a belief that the Green Bay Packers will win the North. I do think they're a Super Bowl contender. I think Jordan Love has a hell of a season this year, and I can see him winning MVP this year. So I think the Packers win this game.
Too hype.
I hope to be at this game. That's the game that Elisa and I are looking to go to this year. And I think the Packers win this game as well.
All right, so we all think we lose to the Packers.
Yeah. So that means we're gonna beat the Packers. We're going to beat them by like 30 now. Week 9, Philadelphia on the road at Lincoln Financial Field. That is an 8:20 p.m. Sunday night game on NBC. Mike?
Fly Eagles fly, because we are not beating the Eagles in Philly.
I'm with you there, Skyler. Two losses in a row, Skyler?
I don't think so. If we're going 7-1, we're gonna bounce back, beat the Eagles. We're gonna be wearing probably all white in this game. But yeah, we'll bounce back. We'll win this game.
Man, that would be incredible. If we can win that game at Philly, I think that means like this team could beat anybody. Because that's a tough environment. I remember watching the game at the Ale House last time we played them, the rain game. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to punch myself because there were so many Eagles fans at that restaurant. Anywho, back on track. Week 10, Minnesota at home. That is an easy dub because they don't have a quarterback. Mike?
Win for Jacksonville.
Skyler?
This is the white helmet game over the black on blacks. I'm wondering if the Vikings are going to wear all white to go with our white helmet theme, but I do think we win this game.
Did they say that this is the white helmet game, or are you just guessing that?
No, that's what they said.
Okay. I thought they did. I wasn't sure. Okay. Go ahead.
This is my guess. I'm guessing this, Keith.
Oh, yeah, you're so good. We go to Detroit. Ford Field to play the Lions. Mike, you going to that game?
No, I will not, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Well,
I'm going 2 weeks later for Thanksgiving. I can't.
Oh, that's fair. They win in that game?
Jags are not winning in Detroit.
Skyler?
I was going to give them an L2, where we're going to wear white on black in that game.
I think there's going to be some injuries to the Lions, and we're going to win that game on the road.
They still have Mark Brunell as the QB coach, right?
Correct.
Yes.
It's just, he's amazing, so.
Big all dubs right. for week 12.
All right,
week.
So since we're at the bye week, yeah. Let's give an update real quick.
Little rundown.
Currently, Skyler has the Jaguars going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 2.
Let's go.
Keith currently has the Jags going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, and 4. And Mike, me, has the Jags going 2, 4, 6, and 5. Yeah, 6 and 5.
Okay. Well, you know, I just want to point out last year they were 8-3, so they could have just as very well been 9-2 last year.
Very fair. Very fair.
Agreed.
All right, week 13. Who we got, Keith?
Home against the Houston Texans. Go ahead, Skyler. Lead it off. What are we wearing?
We're going to finish off that sweep. We're going to wear teal on white with black socks. Actually, no, let's go with all teal that game.
All teal. And you say finish off that sweep, meaning we're going to sweep the Texans?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we beat the Texans at home. We got to split with the Texans. It's just, I think, football law. Mike?
Yeah, we split.
Okay. Next week, another division game. We travel to Nissan crappy stadium to play the Titans. I say we win that game as well. The Mayo boys not going to like us coming in there and beating them, but we will. Skyler.
Yeah, let's go with let's win. We'll win that game.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah.
Give me a win.
Cool.
Let me I guess we're out there, so white on white there with black socks though.
Nice. Back home we played the New York Jets in week 15. Mike, lead it off.
I think Aaron Rodgers will be healthy. And with that I'm gonna say a loss.
Ooh, healthy A-Rod. What about you, Mr. Skylar Chase?
I'll go with the loss here as well. We'll probably wear the teal on black.
I'm just realizing if I can't go to that Packers game, I want to go to this game if Aaron Rodgers is healthy.
Why not both?
Yeah, true.
Or hit those dose.
Yeah.
Taco girl.
I'll say we win this game.
All right.
Week 16 at the Las Vegas Raiders at Allegiant Stadium. Mike.
Minshew versus Lawrence.
Give me a win.
Win. I say win as well. Skyler.
They have to win this one, right? Yeah, because they're doing so hot. And yeah, they'll win.
It's a West Coast trip, but it's the Raiders. Not the Chargers.
They'll wear the black to keep the black theme, probably.
Fair. 17, two games left. Week 17, Tennessee Titans at home. I say we lose this game because I haven't picked a random game for us just to stupidly lose for some reason. So I'm going to pick this one as a loss. Skyler?
Yeah, I think we're going to win this one. We'll sweep the Titans as well. We're going to wear black over white.
I think we lose this game. I think Calvin Ridley goes ham against us and just flicks off the fans. So, yeah, I'm going Titans win in Jacksonville.
Dang.
We split them.
Well, let's finish the season on the road at Lucas Oil Stadium in week 18. Mike, lead us off. Just finish it
here. I'm giving us the dub. Anthony Richardson will not be the quarterback at the end of the year because he's going to be hurt, and the Colts will be looking for a new quarterback in starting next season. So I'm going with the Jags in this one.
You stole my line, man. I was going to say the exact same thing. We're going to win this game because AR-15 cannot stay on the football field. Skyler, finish us off.
I was going to say you understand the backup for the Colts is Joe Flacco. So they're going to be making a playoff run. We'll already have home field advantage because my record was 14-3. So resting the starters. Put us down for an L. It doesn't matter at this point. White on white.
Oh, yeah. He's saying we're resting the starters. I get that. That's a fair loss right there, honestly.
But Joe Flacco also will still be having the Colts make a playoff run probably. I think it'll be Jaguars first in the division, Colts 2, Texans 3, Titans 4.
Okay. I think a lot of people would probably agree with that. Maybe flip-flop the last two, but Mike, right. You got our totals here?
Yes. Skyler, you actually predicted the Jags to go 13-4 because that last loss gave them the fourth loss.
Well, yeah. I was saying before that they only had three. Losses, so they already had home field.
No, you're right. You're good. Yep. So you had 13-4. Keith, you projected the Jags to go 12-5.
Oh boy.
And I predicted the Jags, my usual self, 10-7. So.
I think that's the most realistic.
So, Skylar, you said the division order. What was the division order you predict for the Jags?
I had Jacksonville 1, Indianapolis 2, Houston 3.
Oh, I misheard you.
And Tennessee 4.
Yeah, I don't have that. I have Jacksonville, Houston, Tennessee, Indianapolis.
Like I said, Houston's
wait, you have Tennessee right above Indianapolis?
I think Anthony Richardson gets hurt early in the season, and they're just Flacco's not – he's not going to have the same magic he had in Cleveland. He had a lot more weapons in Cleveland, I think, and a better defense.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, that's probably true.
What about you, Mike?
I've got Jax, and then I've got Houston, Indy, and the Tennessee Titans. So we all have three different
– I think we'll be separated by one game with Houston. It's going to come down to, like, the
last – We all have the same division winner – but second, third, and fourth is all different for all of us.
Houston ends the season with the Titans, just an FYI.
We played the Texans so early in the season. Like, we can, like, if we do sweep them by week 13, I think that helps, like, solidify our positioning in that division. And then that's where I think the fight for seconds between them and the Colts. I don't think the Titans have any worth. Like, Titans aren't going to be competitive at all.
Totally fair. It's going to be a very open-ended season for our division. I think it's going to be an exciting one. I'm excited to see what we do week one. I'm just ready for the NFL to come back. I'm ready to kick up in front of my TV, throw on some Red Zone, or just whatever game is on, have some chicken wings, and just watch the Jags hopefully win week one so I'm not as depressed as I am right now after Florida State's loss. Because, man, oh, man. I was just sick of all the people on Twitter already. But, hey, you know what? We were cocky. I can understand. You know, we did the same thing to Florida when they stopped winning all their games after their natties and stuff like that. It's full circle.
You know how much grief I got after us losing to Georgia Southern?
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing we got after Jacksonville State. We feel each other. I totally get it. Anyway, let's end the episode on a strong note with a Nerdy Nuts ad read. The most recent flavors that have just been released. Once again, if you don't remember, Nerdy Nuts releases new flavors every single week. The newest releases are the Caramel Truffle Sundae Butter, or Peanut Butter, excuse me, the Honey Cake Almond Butter, Gooey Cookie Crisp Peanut Butter, Strawberry Cheesecake, Caramel Apple Dip, Neighborhood Watch Peanut Butter, which is a bunch of different things in there. I don't feel like explaining it. You can go look it up yourself. Wedding Cake Peanut Butter, Java Jam, and Swiss Log. Oh, and Turtle Cheesecake. I'm sorry. I almost forgot. So there's a ton of new flavors. They come out with these new flavors on Sunday, 7 p.m. They go fast. Be sure to log on. I usually log on right at around 7:15 to make sure I get the one that I want. And, of course, use the promo code DIMES10 to get 10% off your purchase. That covers typically the shipping cost, which is, you know, one less thing you got to pay for. But don't forget, it's not just peanut butter and almond butter. They have peanut butter cups, they have merch, and they also have a big peanut butter spoon. It's $4, or there's a smaller one that's $3. It's just a really long spoon that's designed to get to the very bottom of the jar to get that last ooey-gooey goodness of whatever flavor you've purchased that week. So I just finished, or actually I'm halfway finished with my, Samoa, essentially, peanut butter that I bought last week. I've been eating it almost every day with an apple. It is fantastic. So, once again, that's Nerdy Nuts, nerdynuts.com. Use promo code DIMES10 to get 10% off your purchase. Anything else to add, guys? Anything else you want to throw in there?
Nope, I'm good.
Skylar?
Excited for football, ready to go.
I am too, and I'm glad to have you guys here to chat with about the season as it progresses. We're going to have a lot to talk next week as we will have some results from week one college football. And, of course, More Jaguars talk, because that's just who we are, you know. We'll probably talk. Something will happen between now and then.
Before now and next week. We'll see.
For Skylar Chase and Mike Yazgi, I am Keith Manzi, signing off on this episode of Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Go Jags, baby.